Golf Talk America is proud to have PXG as our official equipment sponsor year-round and exclusively here at the Masters, of course, and by MyBookie. And now let's get to Golf Talk America live from the Masters.
Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
Welcome in, everybody. We're at the 2023 Masters, and we are live from Azalea House in Augusta, Georgia. It's day two at the Masters, round two at the Masters, I should say, and we are having a fabulous time and watching even better golf than having a fabulous time. What a lot of fun, and wow. That's all I can say every year. So let's get right to it. What we want to do today is bring in some of the snippets of interviews from the players post-round, as well as a special treat later on in the show, which will be from one of my co-hosts from years past here in Augusta on Golf Talk America, and an artist in her own right. In fact, a number one selling recording artist in Europe and right now racing up the charts in America. Miss Laura Briner will be joining us in one of the segments to give you the entertainment side, but we're going to give you some golf information first. And what I want to do is preface this first snippet of interview, which is with Brooks Koepka after his round today of 67. A couple of interesting things about his round. When hitting the fairway, he made birdie or better 58% of the time. When hitting greens in regulation, he made par or better 100% of the time. He hit birdies 8 times, folks. So I'll tell you, Brooks Koepka is really playing well, and he currently is... let's don't say that yet because we don't have all the players off the course. So we're not going to say he's in the lead, but right now he is your current leader in the clubhouse, Brooks Koepka. So that being said, let's roll on to Brooks Koepka after his round of 67 today on the National.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome Brooks Koepka to the media room. A 65 yesterday, a 67 today, bogey-free, including playing the par fives, 5 under. Brooks, talk us through your round.
Yeah, it was really solid. Didn't really do too much wrong. Maybe the speed kind of got me on a few putts. Wasn't hitting them hard enough there towards the end, but striking the ball really well, leaving it in good spots. And it's what you got to do. You got to make birdies in these par fives, take advantage of them, and did a good job of that, playing them 5 under.
Daniel.
Brooks, you're obviously feeling a lot better than you have been in the past. As far as timelines go, when did you start to really turn the corner and think, okay, I can get back to the player that I was before?
Probably towards the end of last year, I felt it. It was coming. It wasn't exactly all the way there. Probably, I'd say January, I knew I was back. Just from working with Claude, working with AC in the gym, I knew everything was right where it needed to be, strength-wise, mobility-wise, and being able to do things golf swing.
Daniel.
Brooks, when you won 4 majors from 2017 to 19, it seemed like you couldn't lose and you knew it. How similar is this feeling?
I don't think too far ahead. I just take it right now. Feeling's probably pretty similar. I feel really good. I like the way I'm swinging the golf club, like the way I'm putting it, like the way I'm chipping it, driving it. Iron plays solid. It feels really similar.
David.
Hey, Brooks. How much doubt crept in during that period? Jim Gray back here. Your other way.
Just kidding.
Hey. How much doubt crept in and were the frustrations mounting so much that you thought you'd never return to the player that you were?
The only time I ever thought about not playing was if I couldn't move the way I wanted to. If I wasn't going to be able to move the way I wanted to, I didn't want to play the game anymore. It was just that simple. There was definitely moments of that last year. Last year was pretty tough. just a lot of frustration. It felt like I should have been ahead of where I was. Some other things off the course happened, and it just doesn't put you in a good mood, and it's tough to wake up every day and go through the whole grind, and you know, it takes you 20 minutes just to get out of bed and move it. But a lot better now. It's kind of changed up the workout routine a little bit and started working with somebody different, and it's been a huge help being able to get the strength back.
Luke.
Brooks, you mentioned your mobility and being able to move in certain ways. I'm wondering what specifically you can do with your golf swing now that you maybe couldn't do before because of the injury.
When the knee was messed up, I was afraid to get back on it to load it my right side, and then so I was always, it was more of like a stack and tilt. I would just get on the left side and then back up out of it. The awkward lies were not fun, but now it's so much easier to be able to load, get that full turn of rotation going back. It's tough when you're just playing it on your left side and afraid to, there's no power there either. And it was kind of the frustrating part.
Alan.
Brooks, what kind of an impact would 50 degrees and damp weather have with the knee? The effect would that, the feeling you would have in the knee if you with your swing tomorrow?
It should be fine. I go through a pretty good warm-up routine, and Mark Wall, my physio, he gets it moving. I'll probably go to the gym in the morning. It'll be fine, so I'll be loosened up. And plus, I think probably 52 at 2 o'clock or whenever the last tee time might be. It'll definitely be a little bit warmer, but towards the end, I mean, I've already moved it for 4.5 to 5 hours, so I don't expect anything.
Doug.
Couple things, Brooks. When you were lining up or waiting to putt for your eagle on 13, you must have been in a crouch, like a catcher's stance, for it looked like close to a minute. How good did that feel compared with where you were 2 years ago when you couldn't even look at a putt? And secondly, on putting, I just wondered if you could speak to the number of, I don't know, 6 to 8 foot par putts you made on the front nine at the starting round.
Yeah, I'll just speak on the putts. I think they were just big momentum putts, and I think that's one of the things that's kind of been lacking, along with playing bad, making bad decisions, is just kind of been those momentum swingers. They haven't gone in for me, but also you kind of create your own momentum anyways, and I think making those was huge, just kind of going forward, getting through the rest of the round, trying to keep it bogey-free, and then was able to do it. But as far as crouching down, it feels good. It feels really good. Being able to just get down and not have to think about it. Because every time I went down, I was reminded of it. I was reminded of the slip, the trying to put it back in, and then finally getting it to go in, and all the rehab and all that stuff. So every time I went down, it was just, I was getting angry with myself because I was just thinking, like, man, how stupid was this?
PXG will stop at nothing to create the world's finest golf equipment. Their new Gen 6 golf clubs deliver blazing fast ball speed, outstanding distance, and breathtaking forgiveness. But it doesn't stop there. PXG's high-performance men's and women's apparel will elevate your game with lightweight, high-tech fabrics. And now you can tee it up with PXG's brand new Extreme Golf Balls, bringing you big distance, snappy green grabbing control, and a slick alignment aid to help you sink more putts. Find it all at pxg.com. And welcome back to Golf Talk America. We have had some things occur here in Augusta. There have been some pretty strong winds, some thunderstorms. Play has been suspended. All the patrons have been called off the golf course. So we're not going to get to get in all the interviews we wanted for you today, but we will be able to give you a little bit of what Jason Day had to say after his round, and then we'll bring in our good friend from Los Angeles with the new hit, Laura Briner, to close out the show. So bear with us because we're working through some thunderstorms, some rain delay, and let's just see where we all go together down this road. So, up next, Jason Day, after his round today and day two of the 2023 Masters.
Hey, how tough is that finish if you're not really...
No, it's not really tough at all. I mean, two bad lag putts, and then when you miss it left and you go into layup, I mean, obviously a couple of mental errors, but yeah, I mean, it's disappointing because you're coming in with some good momentum going into 15, even though I missed a short one on 14. And then, it's disappointing to go from 9 to back to 5 in a matter of 4 holes.
With the way the weather could shake out, could you still very much get yourself back into it?
I mean, who knows what happens over the next 2 days. So, I mean, I'm not even trying to look at, you know, where, I mean, obviously I know where Brooks is, but, you know, you never know how the weather pans out, and then you could find something over the next couple of days. So.
How to pick yourself up after that finish, Jason?
Go do some more work. Yeah.
Would it take you back a couple of shots, Jason? I mean, obviously when you chipped in, that was you must have felt the real high there.
Yeah, no, it was good. I mean, the chip in was great, and then the birdie on 13 was great, and then I missed a short one on 14, unfortunately. I just missed some short ones coming in, and unfortunately that's just how it goes sometimes. But I'm very disappointed with how I finished. So being decently close to where Brooks was going into the weekend, you never know how it goes, and obviously going from 9 to 5 was a bit of a kick in the gut.
What about when you found the water there? Can you take us through what
went wrong? Had 82 yards, and I'm trying to hit 30 yards off a 60 on a pretty severe downslope, and you're trying to hit it pretty clean so you can get some spin on it. So it's really difficult to take a lot of distance off a 60, and you're trying to elevate it too. So, I mean, it wasn't the first one I hit fat today, unfortunately. So
it is what it is. Deceleration?
Did you think I decelled?
I don't know.
Okay. I mean, majority of the time when you decel, it's... I haven't decelled in a long time. I just hit it completely fat, unfortunately. It wasn't even... I felt like the swing itself was good if I just hit it clean. Looking back on it, it would have been nice to be able to get a good drive away there, just so that I could hit the green in two. But then you left and you got to chip out to the right. So,
How good does it feel just to be back? You're healthy and here?
It feels good, but today kind of ruins it for me. But, I just got to give myself time. I mean, I've just got off the golf course and I'm thoroughly annoyed with myself, and I'm sitting here answering questions. And that can be difficult because it's in the heat of the moment, and I'm trying to... get a hold of myself.
Going back to the chip in, obviously an amazing shot. Did you think of the Larry Myers shot? Did that enter your head at any stage? Because it's almost like
to be honest, I was trying to just get it up and down, and fortunately I hit a really nice chip shot and it went in, which was good. And that was kind of the nice kick in the right direction going off on the backside that I needed, just because I wasn't hitting as good as yesterday. So that sometimes you need things like that to go your way, and then... I had really good momentum going into 15, and just had, three bad holes.
Jason, I know you're likely closer to Brooks, but in some respects, is it free luck a little bit tomorrow, just knowing you've got that buffer to make up?
It just all depends on how he plays as well. Seven shots is a long way. But there's still 36 holes to go. So, I mean... I'm just going to not even focus on that. Just got to focus on just hitting, the best shot I can at the time, and then add them up after the next 2 days.
Hey, folks. Golf Talk America is off and running at the 2023 Masters. And guess who we're off and running with? We're off and running with MyBookie, your one-stop shop for all your betting needs. You got to take advantage of the crazy boosted odds via the MyBookie money bag with a chance to lock in top-seeded talent at long shot odds. Key long shot odds. Go to mybookie.com. I'm sorry, go to mybookie.website/golftalkamerica. That's mybookie.website/golftalkamerica. And be sure to use our promo code. It's Golf Talk. Got to have that, because we got to get paid too, because we're going to bet with MyBookie as we have in the past. We absolutely love them. It's the only online sports book that makes you feel like you just hit the sweet spot on that 3-wood that you take the money out of your best friend's back pocket with in and out every week. You bet, you win, and they pay, and they pay. Getting started, simple. So here's what you do. You go to mybookie.website/golftalk and use promo code GOLFTALK to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's pretty darn simple. It's simple to deposit $200 and play with $300 instantly. So just use promo code GOLFTALK and claim your bonus. Whether you're a diehard or a casual fan, simply put, there's never been a better time to start exploring the world of online sports betting with MyBookie. Remember, that's mybookie.website/GOLFTALKAmerica and use promo code GOLFTALK. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Hey, no! That is some damn good music, folks, and it comes from a very special guest we're bringing in right now. If you heard that little snicker or laugh, this current single is Jawbreaker. It's on radio stations across the United States, has nearly 700,000 streams on Spotify, and its music video has over 1 million views. When you see this young lady, you'll certainly understand why she has 1 million, probably 2 million after this show, I would hope. The song can be heard in retail outlets. I heard it in Best Buy the other day. It's in Staples, Subway, across the country. My favorite person in the world. She's been a co-host of this show at the Masters in past years. She's performed here at the Masters. And, well, let's just bring her in. Miss Laura Brina. Hello, gorgeous. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I love you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you, dear. It's great to have you. I would rather have you right here on the set with us doing the show, but this is the second best thing, I guess. So we wanted to get you in, Laura, because you were such a hit here in Augusta when you were here with us for that number of days that we were here. Of course, you had to leave town for medical reasons. It got kind of crazy here, and a lot of people were leaving for Betty Ford. At least you were a good girl and didn't do all that. but they threw me out of Betty Ford. They said, it's just not going to take. But anyway, long story short, congratulations on Jawbreaker. My God, I was there in Nashville for the music video shoot, and it was incredible. You're just the best, girl. Love the way you sing. Love the way you entertain the crowds and just everything about your persona.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Frank. That's like the best intro ever, and you know I love you, and I had the best time there with you guys in Augusta. That was such a blast. I love the Betty Ford. so much fun. And I know you guys are having a blast now, although the weather's not doing so great, but I think the weather's wacky everywhere.
I think just, it is, yeah. The reason we, it's kind of loud in here right now, as you well know, you've been in this in Azalea House, where we based the show out of during Masters Week. They did halt play on the course, as I said, and so people are streaming into here, and it gets loud and crazy, as you well know. And I remember the night you performed here. It was so fun, and I think Dane Bryant was your accompanist that night, and we had no lights on the stage. They all were gone, and you performed in the dark. So
The show must go on, as you know.
Yeah, I've lived most of my life in the dark, so it doesn't matter. But anyway, so I know a lot's going on out there, and you know you're going to do. I think this after the Masters, aren't you going to be Tuesday, the 11th of April? You're going to do. Are going to have a Jawbreaker billboard put up in Times Square?
Oh my God, it's the craziest thing. So the radio promotion staff, they said, I guess it was an email that came in. They said, hey, we've secured a billboard in Times Square. I'm like, oh, what? What do you mean a billboard in New York Times Square? It's like the tallest my hair will ever be. Oh, my God.
That's going to be absolutely cool.
It's so exciting, and everybody's been so wonderful, especially you all. Golf Talk America for being so supportive of Jawbreak and it's supportive of me. And I love that I'm a part of the family. So I appreciate you guys.
You are so much a part of this family, girl.
So excited.
Yeah, you're so much a part of this
family.
And you know what, folks, I want our listeners to know, Laura gave me a symbolic, it's big, it's like a softball size jawbreaker autographed after the music video that we shot. And it was that was really sweet. It's it's right there in the studio there in Nashville where I do this show from when I'm in town. But there's some more stuff going on outside of Jawbreaker. I mean, aren't you about to do a music video or cover Joan Jett's I Hate Myself for Loving You in May or something?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You know, I have been such a fan of hers. And, you know, I love that Joan Jett is so authentic and so herself. And, you know, in a field that's been male-dominated, she just powered through. And that song is so iconic. And I just thought, you know what? What if we take and pay homage to the original, because the original is amazing, but then kind of twist it up and make it our own thing and add some country flair to it. So it's kind of got that Judds-y kind of thing with the harmonies, but yet the gang vocals, but huge, big guitars with rock guitars and country guitars and big drums and bass. And it's just incredible. So yeah, we're getting ready to shoot a video middle of May in Vegas, it looks like. So I'm so excited. I can't wait for you guys to see it. And I hope Joan loves it.
Am I invited?
You can always come, Frank. You were the biggest asset at the Jawbreaker video shoot. So why not come to Vegas? Everything's bigger and fabulous in Vegas. So you must come.
I'm coming to Vegas for that shoot. I've absolutely. We might even
do
have
it.
To take you out to one of my favorite golf courses there and take some pictures with you with my PXGs. You know, PXGs are a sponsor and, you know, the best golf clubs made in the world. And so we'll get you out there with those PXGs on the making some swings and maybe get you a little more instruction. But enough about
you
golf.
You know that I have to have I got to have a pink ball and a club.
I totally understand that. And we can,
you know how I feel about the color pink.
We mm-hmm. can do that. We can soak the golf balls overnight and and let's see. Maybe, what's it called, Fireball? I think that's what we'll do. Soak it in Fireball so it'll work for you.
Not the liquor.
Yeah, the liquor. Absolutely. Makes the balls go further. Hey, another thing that you're doing.
This is a family show, Frank.
It is. But let me, I just want to go to, I mean, you do so many cool things, cool fundraisers for all sorts of causes. I mean, aren't you performing at a festival fundraiser in D.C. for Lyme disease this summer?
Yeah, we're really excited. You know, my parents have always told me to give, it's been a big thing in our family to always give back and help those less fortunate in whatever it is, whether it's a song or, I mean, I've worked a lot with Make-A-Wish, stuffing envelopes, I've granted wishes, I'm sat on the board, or, you know, I love the military. I love what these men and women do, and they fight for our freedom every day, 24/7, 365 days a year, and they give their time away from their family. And what people don't realize, it's really not just the one person that serves, it's the whole family that serves, because it affects everyone's life who's a part of the family or lives as part of the family. And so I love to give back and help. And so, yeah, there's a great event going on in Washington, D.C. for Lyme disease. And I love giving back and anything I can do to help, and whether it's children's wishes and you know, fulfilling their dreams or being there to support our military, because honestly, none of us would be here if it wasn't for them.
That's very sweet to say, and it's very true for you to say. You've worked with the military a long time, and Homes for Our Troops, and the I guess it was the National Guard. Was it the Air National Guard? You explain it. You used to be doing things for the Air National Guard, right? In the past?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm always a part of the Air National Guard family, but yeah, I actually cover a song for them called Hometown Heroes, which I
there
know
you've
all been so supportive of.
Yeah,
and I was a part of their advertising campaign. And what's really wonderful about these men and women is, you know, they do it because they love it. They love their country. They love the people they protect and they defend. And so it's, for me, it was anything I could do to let people know what these brave men and women do every day through a song, but also to go out. I wanted to know everything. So I went out and I refueled 8 F-16s. I took an F-16 ride. I pulled 9 Gs and I didn't throw up, thank God.
I would have.
But really, I'll tell you one of the coolest things, though. I loved, for the first time, you know, when you have a song come out on radio And, you know, you have this dream as a child, like, oh my gosh, I want to sing. And you don't really know what that is in the grand scheme of things. And to be on one of the Air National Guard bases in Mickey Tyson in Knoxville, Tennessee, and to be inside the cockpit of a plane, and to then hear, because they're working on the plane there, and over the radio comes Hometown Heroes, was probably one of the most magical things, other than hearing Jawbreaker on Golf Talk America. But it just was one of those things that you sit there and you're like, wow, this is what it's all about. Or, you know, it sitting here with these heroes, and this is what you wrote this song about. And you're like, okay, you know, if this is the dream come true, you know, if you touch one person's heart, then I've done my job. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. I know you, dear, and you have the biggest heart in the world for that sort of thing. And I certainly can't help but applaud you for all the things you do. You are just so special to so many people, and you mean so much to so many people that it – but I want to back up. We talked about the Jets, and there is a poster of you standing on the wing of an F – was it an F-18, I believe?
It was an F-16, actually.
F-16, okay.
Yes, it was.
And that was real.
So amazing. And, you know, that's not photoshopped. I'm actually wearing boots on the plane. I thought they were all going to pass out. They're like, you want to stand where? In what? And I'm like, they had to have a special engineer come up on the wing, make sure that they're like, you have to stand right here. Don't press down in your heels. I was like, okay.
Yeah, don't but break that. How much is that plane worth? Don't break that airplane. Good Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
That is the coolest.
Like 30 million. I don't even know.
Gazillion millions. Yeah, it's a lot.
Gazillion millions, yeah. But it was incredible. It was at Hickam Air Force Base in Hawaii, and the sun was going down, and you're just like,
It's a fabulous shot. I mean, the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, my God, this is photoshopped. And everybody said, nope, it isn't. That was really her.
Nope.
Well, girl, I'll tell you, we miss you at the Masters.
It must be so boring without me.
It is boring without you. It is boring without you. And I even,
well, I
in our house,
you,
I gave you the master bedroom, too. Remember that? I said, Laura, you take the big room. And we made your accomplice sleep on the couch.
This is a different show, Frank. Oh,
well, no. I wasn't in it. No, I'm a good boy.
But I have to say, you know, I am loving that Roy McIlroy has the he's got the microphone. So you hear it, like his thought process, and he's talking with the commentators, which I think is a really cool thing, because we've seen that in other sports. I know that in Europe they do that with the Premier League and with football and that kind of thing. So
they do.
I think it's the first time that's been done at the Masters, I believe.
Yeah, this is the first time it's ever been done at the Masters. CBS has done that in some of their other broadcasts, but you thought you would never, ever see that at Augusta National. And it gives you a real perspective of what's going through the guys' heads. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it's neat to see it. Like, I mean, even I know for me with performing, I go through a thought process too. Oh, remember like warming up, or what, remembering to say this or talk about this song means this, or just the different things that you go through as a performer. And I don't think people realize, I mean, yes, it's like going to the gym where you're constantly practicing, but then when you get up to go do it, there's a different thought process that happens. Okay. It's different than a rehearsal or a practice or, you know, that kind of a thing. So I really enjoyed, his thoughts and his whole process of what he does and what he thinks about when he's getting ready to hit the ball, or what club he chooses and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and so many things go into that. I mean, I know you love Roy McIlroy. He's a hell of a player, really is. And he's just not really playing 100% right now. But, you know, what happens?
Don't count him out.
I never have counted that young man out. He's an incredible player. But you know what happens when you have a rain delay – and there's any kind of a delay in a golf tournament, and then you have to come back, it's sort of like a re-energizing of all the players. So you'll see things change. The course changes, and well, you know that. You've been here enough times and been around golf and me and all of our times together talking about it, that it's going to be different. This is going to be an incredible Masters this year, and You got a lot of big names way up on the leaderboard on the second day even, and they're playing strong. Brooks Koepka, of course, as you all know, is leading. So right now.
I know. He's a favorite. You know.
Well, he's one of my favorites. Yeah. I love Brooks.
I know. I love Steve, too, though. I think you and I have a picture with him with his caddy, I think, right?
We do. We absolutely do, yeah. Jordan is one of our favorite people in the world. I mean, there's no better family than the Spieth family. They're just great people. And Jordan and his wife Annie and their new baby. And if you saw the par three, I don't know if you caught it or not, but Jordan's new little baby stole the show in his little white caddy jumpsuit. He was running all over the green and jumping in the sand traps while they're playing golf.
Cute.
It was so cute. But anyway, give me a tidbit. Give me something that I don't have in my notes for this interview that's going to happen with Laura Briner that we're all going to be excited about.
Well, we got a lot of fun new music coming. I've really been getting into the writing aspect of music. So Jawbreaker's been one. Obviously, we got a Christmas song wish list. Another fun song we got coming is called Over Being Under You, which I thought you'd love that one, Frank.
Time out. Say that name of that song one more time.
Over Being Under You.
I like that.
You know, country music, you got to have those double entendres, you know?
You're talking big words. I'd never, you know, finish third grade. You know that. But I love that. Hey, you know, somebody wants to, or has waved to you and said hello to you. They can't be on the show. But remember our good friend from Tucson, Arizona, Danny Medina, the head golf pro, used to be at an Omni, but he's at Stone Canyon now, said, make sure I say hello to the most beautiful woman in the world, Laura Briner. And he's throwing his hands up in the air over here. She's saying hi to you, Danny. Yeah. She's saying, love you, Danny. Yeah. So we'll have to get together in Vegas. Danny, you'll have to come to Vegas when she shoots the new music video, and we'll take you in behind the cameras and let you see the shoot. It's really cool. He said, I'm 100% in. 100%
in.
Yeah. Everybody here loves you, sweetheart.
Done and doneer. Yeah. Oh, well, I love you guys, too. I'm so sad I'm not there. I'm missing it so much, but I'm missing all of you. Have so much fun, but not too much fun without me.
Hey, you know I'll always temper my fun to at least 23 and a half hours a day. So Laura Briner joining us, and we absolutely love you. We're going to play out a little Black Cat to get you out of here, girl, okay? How does that sound?
Sounds perfect.
There it is. That's Laura Briner, everybody. We love you, sweetie. Talk to you soon.
Love you, too. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you, dear. Laura Briner, everybody. Was that good or what? Great song. We appreciate Laura Briner being with us. And we'll be right back, or I should say up next. But I'll say we'll be right back because it's not right. So I love doing that kind of stuff. That was fun. I love her. Don't go anywhere, everybody. You're listening to Golf Talk America Live from the 2023 Masters. So there you go, everybody. We've gotten Jason Day, Brooks Koepka, and my favorite love in the world, Miss Laura Briner, recording artist, got a number one hit in Europe, and it's Jawbreaker. So hope you enjoyed the China chopped up version of Golf Talk America today, because we've had, like I say, thunderstorms, high winds. We lost a couple of trees on the golf course today. Play is suspended. Patrons are off the course. And we didn't get to give you all the interviews we wanted to give you today. But what we're going to do is get those interviews in tomorrow. So for the Golf Talk America Network, all the Golf Talk America team players that worked so hard to put this show on the air, I'm Frank Bassett saying we'll see you tomorrow live from the Masters.